The first reading is rather humorous, isn't it? I mean, Paul looks and sees there's Pharisees and Sadducees, and they don't like each other. And on the one point where they deeply disagree is whether there is a resurrection of the dead. And so, you remember how our Lord had that discussion with the Sadducees. It's in Luke, where they say, well, we got a problem for you. There was this fellow, and he married a woman, and he died, and his brother, you know, and then he died, and his brother married her. All five brothers died. Now, whose wife is it going to be? And Jesus says, you don't understand two things, the scriptures and the power of God. And then he takes that story where God says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, he's not the God of the dead, so they're alive. Now do you see, this is the Son of God, so humble as to argue with them, to try to win them over, and to argue from the Torah, since they don't accept the authority in the same way of the rest of the Tanakh, the rest of the Bible. When you want to win people over, sometimes you have to humble yourself. Can you imagine Jesus doing that? Anyway, so that's how this goes. And that's why Paul, knowing that this, he says, I'm on trial because I believe in the resurrection of the dead, which is absolutely true. He believes in the resurrection of Jesus. And it sets them off. It was kind of clever, wasn't it? So, but the gospel. These texts in John 17 are among the deepest in the whole of Scripture. They're giving words to that relationship between Jesus and the Father and His desire. And what is His desire? That we be one. Really one. And so I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one. Now, what makes us one? Love. And so that's what he's going to say now. As you, Father, are in me, and I in you. Infinite, eternal love between the Father and the Son. And the fruit of that love is the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. We say in the Creed, right? And that filioque and the Son part. Huge argument between the East and the West to this day. We're not just bright, you know. We got to argue and tear the world apart. I have given them the glory you gave me. Think of that. From all eternity, the Father gave this glory. And the Son comes and gives us that glory, that doxa, that presence. We have no idea who we really are, you know. Our Lord once told somebody, I think it was Catherine of Siena, if you really saw a soul in the state of grace, you'd worship them, you'd think it was me. That's our dignity. I gave them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. How are they one? Infinite love. I in them, and you in me. So that means that you and I make them one. You see? So what would be the first thing that Satan would do to destroy the church? To lie it. If we can get back with the East, the rest of the world will begin to believe. That they may be brought to perfection as one. That the world might know that you sent me. If we're one, they'll get it. You see? Father, listen to this now. They are your gift to me. Thank you. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me. Now that's for the next life, but it can start here. So, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. This is what holds the church together, you see. I have made known to them your name, and I will make it known. What's that name? What's that name? Father. They are going to know you and love you with a divine affection. If they will let me work in their heart, they will know you, and they will know you in a way that is irresistible. And that's the work of the Spirit, right? Abba. Father. So that's the fruit of Easter, my friends. I've mentioned this many times. I was about 20, I guess. I just started in the monastery. And I was praying. And out of nowhere came this Abba in me. And I said, I think that's in the Bible someplace. that's where I went. But that's a gift, you see.